Welcome back to part four of my interview with Michael. He is a mobile food vendor who drives from Michigan all the way down to Florida and attends all different kinds of fairs and events in between in all those different states. Today, we're going to be talking about being cool, being humble, and how to have a whole bunch of fun as you own your food truck business. Welcome to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. My name is Bill Moore. I am a food truck business coach, author of 5 food truck vending books, including Food Truck 101 and Food Truck 201. This podcast is all about helping you start and grow your food truck business. Marketing. We all know the word, but what does it really mean to market for your food truck business? Table Needs has you covered. Their step-by-step food truck marketing guide teaches exactly what you need to do to reach more people and to get more hungry guests ordering from your food truck. Click the link in the description below to get your copy today.
We're going to be at the Dill County Fair April 2nd through the 6th, then the Barber County Fair April 9th through the 13th, the Legion Field Fun Fair in Birmingham, Alabama, that's April 16th through the 20th, and then we'll be at the Winston County Fair April 23rd through the 27th. Then after that, we head back towards Indiana. We do the Hartford City Street Festival. Then we will go to the Friendship Flea Market, which that's a really fun place as well. It's an 8-day to 10-day event, and there's just a bunch of people outside selling stuff, and that's a great event as well. So I mean, we're definitely excited and always trying to extend our route. I've been actually even looking into going out towards Arizona for next winter with the Chinese trailer, so don't hold me on that one yet though. But I've been looking into Arizona.
Could be good. A number of food trucks that are in our group that are from Arizona. It'd be really
Arizona. It's I have a few food buddies that they go out there in the wintertime, and there's a few events through the wintertime. They've been trying to talk me into going, and also in California, but I do have a few buddies out there that are out in California as well. One of my buddies, he's Charlie's Chicken. He's really, really big out in Del Mar, at the Del Mar Fair. So I've quite a few buddies out that way, and eventually one of these days I'm going to kind of go out that way and check it out and hopefully check out the West Coast with some concession trailers.
I know that there's one food truck that is, I can't remember which city it is in California, but that's their home base, and they travel this way throughout the year and do pretty much what you do. They go more east-west than north-south. I think you need to expand your horizons and go a little bit east-west too.
Oh yeah, it's funny because they head out this way too. They go out towards New York and Syracuse and North Carolina, and which we've been looking at. We might actually, the Chinese trailer used to go to Perry, Georgia.
Yep,
and we are looking into keeping that spot as well for the Chinese trailer. So we will be more than likely at Perry, Georgia this year as well.
That'd be awesome. Let's just talk just real quickly about how difficult it is for you to staff multiple trailers, because I know that seems to be a big sticking point for people, even to be able to staff one. You're doing at least two and a part of one.
Well, so staffing the mobile Sweet Tooth, it was really designed. It's almost designed for almost one person, but you do have to have two people just because of the volume. Right. So my wife and I, we really worked that. And then we used to have some people, come and help. Her nephew sometimes would come, and we'll hire some buddies every now and then to come. And so it's the mobile Sweet Tooth, I really was never worried. Now this season is kind of when I'm actually going into the staffing, and I'm planning on hiring work camping couples. I am in the process of buying a bunkhouse to actually take labor on the road with me. And those are actually trailers with individual rooms. So eventually that's what I'll be getting into. But for my first season, I'm going to just take work camping couples. And it's becoming a really big thing that the couples living out of campers and fifth wheels and travel trailers and motorhomes, and they all want to work. So I'm giving them nice incentives, and it'll be a fun. So that's really, you also have to treat labor good. Because before all this, I owned a landscaping company. I've managed restaurants. I've owned restaurants as well. And one thing that's a big challenge for most people is the labor is a challenge, but really it's, you have to treat your labor good. You also got to remember, most of the time, these people are struggling. And so come in, treat them, cater a meal for them from somewhere else. Do something nice to them. Make sure they always feel appreciated. I also think most of the times owners want to be over managing. They want to control everything. They have to, you know, if the mint on top doesn't look perfect, they have to perfect it before it goes out. See, you know, you have to let your labor go. You know, you have to trust the best of their ability. You train them, you know, and you know, if you don't like something that they're doing, approach them properly. Don't call them out in front of other labor, and don't ever make them feel like they're not, you know, it's so put the time into your labor, and your labor should give back to you. Make them feel very welcomed. Always treat them with appreciation. Never, also one thing, never ever open the books to them. Once you start making money, your lifestyle does change. It's just a given. And never show that to your labor, you know. Always come in as humble as possible. Never talk about your personal life. Don't talk about vacations you're going on. Because now this person's thinking, oh, well, I'm working this hard. And, you know, so don't try to rub stuff into your employee's face. Just be cool, be very humble with it, and have a lot of fun. If you're not having fun with it, then you're going to stress yourself out even more. So make sure you're always having fun with a big smile. It's like I always talk about Chick-fil-A. You know, Chick-fil-A, they serve an all right sandwich, but their customer service is excellent. So I think that's why Chick-fil-A is so popular, is they give some of the best customer service in the industry. Oh, and I mean, same with Starbucks. But you know, you go to Chick-fil-A, they treat their employees very good. They you know, they put a lot of work into them. They have different managers, and they make it a fun atmosphere for them. Look at your competitors, see what your competitors are doing, and try to kind of copy. Because if they're successful, then they must be doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell people that, you know, success leaves clues. It's just up to us to pick those clues up and follow them. Sadly, most people see the clues and try to reinvent the wheel because they know better. And I learned a long time ago that, you know, for as smart as I think I am, I'm really not very smart. Just follow what everybody else is doing. Tweak it a little bit to make it your own, but you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Like you said, Chick-fil-A is successful for a reason. They're the number one restaurant per volume sales of any of the fast food.
When I tell people, and they're closed down, and they're only open 6 days a week.
And they're not 24 hours.
You know, and I mean, so it's like, you know, and so what are they doing? I mean, they're treating their labor great.
Yep.
They make it a fun atmosphere. And I mean, that's what you really have to do. And I mean, other than, you know, watch your portion control. Portion control is huge. Mm-hmm. Watch your inventory. Yeah. Watch your inventory. You know, other than those two things, you can easily, if you're managing those two things, then you know what you should be making. You know, watch your theft. Make sure they're not handing out free stuff. Other than that, have fun with it. We're all here because we're trying to live a dream, you know? We're trying to be all self-employed. We're all trying to have fun. And if you go into your trailer without a smile that day, that negative energy goes back to your customers. And you never know, you might lose one less customer. You just never know.
Yeah,
if you have a smile with it, you greet them, you make sure they leave with a great smile, you're guaranteed a customer for life at that point.
All right, we're drawing to the end here. If you were talking to somebody that had a dream today, what would be your best bit of advice for them to get them started, to get them into doing what you're doing right now?
Well, my best advice would be, if you're going to start trying to hit the road full time like I am doing fairs and festivals, my best advice would be sit down and make a solid plan. Figure out what's going to make you unique. You can't go to fairs and festivals and serve burgers and corn dogs. Your chances of getting in would be very slim to none to get a full route. Find something unique and perfect it. Go find you a company. Design your food trailer. If you have to find a used trailer, get it. Fix it up however you want to make it. And just hit the road. You have to jump out on your dream. And if you never take the leap of faith, you might never receive your reward. And, you know, food trucks are designed for people with great talent and on a budget. And so you can find, I mean, and there's so many food trucks out here that they found them their one specialty product. They perfected it and they're making a fortune off of it at these events. Just make your plan, think about it twice, talk to your spouse about it, and, you know, reach out to people. Never be afraid to help. I mean, we're in 2024. I feel like most of the time people now are not afraid to share ideas to help people get better. I feel like the older generation, like my dad's generation, you know, they were also stuck, like, no, that person's just got to figure it out on their own. Well, nowadays we have YouTube, we have Facebook, we have so many different things that can help you and you can get advice on. And as long as you're able to take the gamble and jump, then the rest of it just falls into place and you just kind of have to let it fall into place.
Great bit of advice. When you consider, like you said, YouTube is there, you can get a whole university's worth of education just by watching YouTube.
Yeah. And I mean, and I'm starting a Facebook page. We just posted one video on it. You'll be seeing a lot more videos. It's a lifestyle of the traveling food trailers. And we're going to start actually showing this lifestyle off. It's probably going to take a little bit of a while for us to actually start uploading videos all the time. My season doesn't start till April, but I am going to, my next one will be, I'm going to show them the how to apply into fairs and how to just contact and how to try to get into different events and use it to the best of your advantage. So I'm still showing a lot. I'm going to still show some content over the winter time. And then once our season starts, I'm going to show you guys pretty much everything and answer questions all the time. So if you guys are really interested in this lifestyle, getting full time on the road, fairs, festivals, follow us, the lifestyle of the traveling food trailers, and we'll definitely love to answer any questions you have. And well, we might start YouTube, you never know. So it's and I appreciate you definitely having me on here and explaining to people and talking to them and sharing a little bit about my life.
Well, I'm very happy to have you. Anybody that's done what you've done, especially at your young age, definitely it's worth listening to, because if you can do it, most anybody can.
And really, you just nailed it. I mean, we were both in our 20s. I think I was like 27. And so we were still both in our 20s. And see, and a lot of people, you know, if you have to live your dream, you know, if you're 45 years old right now and you're unhappy with your job, why stay with it? Why not take the gamble? Why? Because you're content with it. I mean, because you're content with paycheck, you know, your paycheck that you're receiving every week. You're content with the atmosphere you're going to, you know, but your dream has always been to own a food truck. Why are you still going to your 9-to-5 job when you should be owning your food truck? It's really not that hard. I feel like some people are always scared to gamble, and it really takes a gambling person to do this.
It certainly does.
Just never be afraid, though. Never be afraid to get out there and try it out.
Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. If you're finding all the information helpful to your food truck business, please become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just hit the support button or follow the link in the description. Every little bit does help keep us going. Join our Facebook group. It's called Food Truck Training. We have a whole bunch of awesome members at all different levels, from brand new beginners to decades old veterans. They've all got your back when it comes to helping you with your food truck. And again, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow because you know I got plenty more to say when it comes to helping you and your food truck business grow.